Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, you're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Panthers, will continue the preseason tonight in Carolina. The puck drops at 6 from the Lenovo Center. Over to the Marlins, who came back from being down 3-0 to beat the Phillies 6-5 in extras. The Marlins are at 77-80 on the season, 4 games back of the final wild card spot. Game 2 of the 3-game series is tonight, with the first pitch at 6:45 from Citizens Bank Park. And in soccer, Inter Miami will be in New York City tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. Joe, we'll go ahead and send it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you. And boy, the Marlins, how about that? 7 straight wins, now 11 of 12. Now, they're not going to be in the playoffs. There's just too many teams ahead of them. And Mets had a nice comeback win last night, and they're fighting for that last playoff position. But what a hell of a story, man. They got a chance to, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. They got 2 more with Phillies and then 3 at home with the Mets. They got a chance to get back to 500 or close to it. And nice story. Really, really nice story, considering it's just about, all this year was about, really, is all those guys they brought up that they did all those trades for over the last couple years, and see what you got in return and see where they are. And a lot of them got to play. A lot of them had played a little bit in the big leagues and got more playing time. But then, you know, I asked the manager yesterday, you got a pretty good idea on this core of guys that you can build this thing around now going forward for next year. Guys that had some success and guys having success and where you want to play them now, because you've tried them in different positions as well as, you know, different spots in a batting order. He goes, now we'll probably have more competition next year. And I was like, oh boy. Okay. I get it. A lot of injured guys coming back that they're going to be counting on, but hell of a story, man. He's done a great job. He has truly done a great job for a team that spent no money and everything's coming through the minor league system through trades. Now, which, by the way, give him credit. Looks like guys like Stowers have a chance to be really good players. By the way, he's been injured for, what's he going to miss, Woody, last 50 games, 40 something games of the season with an injury. But anyway, besides all that, and that's a nice story. Congratulations, the Yankees. They're in the playoffs. Seattle, also looks like they've got a playoff spot. Now they're trying to, and by the way, both of them still have a chance to win their divisions. So this baseball thing is fun at the end of the year. A lot of teams still with that last wild card. Always comes down. Now there are some teams that are still playing for the division, but there are some wild card positions still open here at the end of the season. All right, far as the football stuff goes, the Dolphins are off today because it was a Monday night game. They worked yesterday. And so just going forward, listen, this is the group. There's not going to be a lot of changes. Keep playing those rookies. It's the right thing to do. Some of them hit the wall a little bit, which is expected. As long as they don't lose their confidence, and it doesn't look like they have, give them a chance to play. Play them a lot. Rotate the other guys in there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying play them every snap and keep going. But we are playing a lot of rookies. And we got to get some of the guys that You know, we got into this thing yesterday about what's been the biggest disappointment through three games for you, the offense or defense. Numbers are bad on both sides of the ball right now. Through three games, the numbers are not bad. I think we thought the defense was going to be up there after last year, what Anthony Weaver was able to do, and they've struggled to stop the run. Let's just start with that. That's been a big one. And because of that, the sack numbers, because they're able to control first and second down so well, third down, there has not been a lot of third and longs to tee off and go after guys when you have a chance to get takeaways and interceptions and tip passes and strip the quarterback and all those type of things. So the team is sitting here with zero takeaways through three games. For me, it's not the biggest disappointment. It's the offense. There is a lot of talented skill position guys on this team that other teams would love to have. We still have one of the fastest offenses in football. We don't play that way right now, but we have a super fast offense. Still have an outstanding chance to win the relay. If we had one, the make-believe NFL relay, we would have a shot, but, it's not producing, and everybody's got a little different take on what has been the problem. Now, Darren Waller's going to be back. They're going to have, looks like, unless he gets hurt the next few days, he's going to be back in the lineup for the first time after missing last two camps, coming back now, and we'll see what he has at 33 years old and what he can do and add to the offense and get the running game going. Hey, you know, they run the ball really well. We just don't run it a lot. It's crazy. So one thing about this offense, when we do run the ball, now they can say, well, we're behind by so much, so we don't run it as much as we'd like. Least amount of carries in the NFL, by far, on what they've done here through the first three games. But they've had 52 carries, by the way. But they're averaging 5.2 yards per carry. So hopefully this week would be a great one to get it done, get that running game going, run it, time of possession, get some, you know, just keep the defense on the sideline. They don't have to play as much. And then still throw in your passing game. I get it. You spend a lot of money on the two guys on the outside. We always talk about that. Figure a way to get them the football. By the way, I'm done with that, you know, the stuff down the field. I'm done. I've said it so much. I think even my wife called me out. It was so bad. I know she didn't even know what she's talking about. She goes, will you stop talking about those guys catching the ball down the field? Yeah. All right, you're right. I had to tell her, you're right. But just go to the short passing game. Whatever throw Tua feels comfortable with. What we've done a lot this year, and that is a lot of completions on shorter stuff. Go with that. If you get a shot from time to time and you can hit one of those deep passes and you got time, you have it all set up, go for it. If it's a matchup you like. But so far, I still believe quarterback's got to play better. And a lot of people, and it pisses me off, make excuses for him. No more excuses. There's no excuses. He got the new contract. He's happy. Got his money. He's set for life. That's done. So now you can focus. But he has to play better. He has to play better. Don't want to hear about a breakdown at the guard. Don't want to hear about a breakdown here. Don't want to hear about backups playing on the O-line. Don't want to hear about Tyreek. Don't blame him, Tyreek, for everything. You're having a bad day. Tua's having a bad day. It's Tyreek Hill's fault. I don't want to hear any of that stuff, man. I just want you to grab one of those mirrors and every so often have it look at you. Have the Tua mirror. Just looks right at you when you look at it. It'll tell you the truth every time. You got to play better. You've got to play better. That's it. And maybe he can. Maybe there's more stuff to come. And I get the team's going to positive spin everything to death because that's what they should do. That's what they should do. No panic here. We've only lost three. We got 14 games. We got a lot of the season left. That's it. But if you don't think that this game isn't huge again, you got to learn how to win. You got to win. Got to win this game. And the Jets, they got all kinds of problems. They got, by the way, all the stuff being asked down here and being and talked about is the same stuff they're dealing with up there. About not knowing how to win, sloppy, all those things. The coach got to come out there playing hard. You know, it's not that. They're missing tackles. You know, all the things. All the things. I'm guessing every team that's 0-3 is dealing with a lot of the same questions, right? A lot of the same questions pop up, you know. I don't think anybody's quitting on Mike. I don't. I don't think anybody's quitting on Mike. I thought Mike called a really good game last week. I did. I like the game plan. I like it even more knowing that I know and he knows what his quarterback can do. I like it even more. So he's just got to figure and continue to figure along with his coaches on that offensive side of the ball. Besides getting Devon Achane a lot of touches, which I get, he's special. He's a special player. I know a lot of you are tired of those swing passes. Raise your hand out there if you're getting a little tired of all those swing passes and quick screen set up to the outside.
Yeah, the ones that go for losses
well,
every time. Yeah,
he did get blown up on one.
No, those are awesome.
The one, if a guy misses a block, they can look real bad. Yeah, or if somebody's, you know, taking an early run out there to get out there. Yeah, they can be. But he called a lot of good plays. You know, you look back now. Hey, maybe we should have tried to run a little bit. You always second guess, you know, coach's game plans and stuff. But I thought it was a good one. I thought Mike's game plan was really good. I do.
Yeah, well, you know what? They had one couple extra days to prepare for the Jets at least. Right? You had a Thursday night game. So you got the whole weekend. You got another weekend here coming up. You got a long time to prepare for this game, man.
And the other thing is, besides all the coach talk, there's a lot of guys on that team. I don't know how to, hey, got to ask you a question, man, because the game's really about one-on-ones. It really is when you break it down. It's about one-on-ones. How are you playing, man? We believe, you know, you're starting for a – how are you playing? Are you getting as many pressures as you want? Are you making as many plays in the secondary as you can? Are you blocking as well as you can? You know, all those things pop up when you start 0-3. Or you lose three anytime during the season. You got to start looking at, you know, did I quit on a play? Did I take a play off? All those kind of things. Could I have made that play? Did I make the right cut? And then on top of that, we got a franchise quarterback pay not playing like a franchise quarterback. Never gets a hall pass with me. Never. Done. Over.
Do you agree that this is the last game for, I mean, if this thing goes poorly?
What?
That we got to start making changes?
You're talking about quarterback.
I'm talking about all over the place.
I don't think they make any changes. No matter what happens in this game, I don't think they make you're talking about basically.
I got to tell you, by the way, I keep getting it from everyone right now. Everyone's got a different take on this. I think, you know, it'll be this game, that game, you know, when the changes are going to be, they're definitely coming. But
if it's true what the owner has said, that I'm going to evaluate everything, guys playing hard, staying competitive, start winning some games, he won't make a decision this quickly. I just my opinion.
I know, but it's a carryover from last year, though, isn't it, too?
I'm guessing. I think he really personally likes Chris a lot. Likes Mike. And the Tua thing is tied to Mike.
You think they told him this thing was going to be better this year than it was last year? Like, 100%. What the hell did they tell him?
You think anybody went in after the amount of money they spent 12 months before? Do you think anybody went in and called them?
No idea.
You think they called Tom Garfinkel, said, hey, meet my office, coach, GM. Mr. Ross is coming down from Palm Beach. We're going to meet in my office. Okay, guys. we don't have a lot of money because we blew it out last year on all those guys, including a couple guys we got rid of. But hey, so can you imagine that meeting? Now, that meeting took place. That meeting definitely took place. So, guys, how do we stand? How do we feel about this team? Well, we feel pretty good. We got a lot of key guys. We feel like we can still make a big run here in this season.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. There is no way in hell that you could spend the amount of money they spent the year before that those guys would not tell Tom Garfinkel and Stephen Ross that this team wasn't good. There's no way they would have said, Mr. Ross.
I don't know, man.
No. Listen to me.
As nice as these guys may be, these guys must be all-time fertilizer salesmen.
I'm telling you right now, they go, all right, how do we look? How do you feel about this team? How do we look? You know, 8-9 is not acceptable from last year. All right, how do we look? Well, and I'm sure all the stuff came up. Backup quarterback if he goes down again. All that stuff was talked about in this meeting. 100%. And those guys, can you imagine? I'll let you answer that. You think any of them said, well, Mr. Ross, I don't know how to tell you this. You're a good guy. Man, we like you a lot. God, you're a good guy. We don't think we got some holes in our team. We got some big holes we're concerned about. They didn't do that. He's going to go, we have what? That's all the money I spent. The money we spent up front. Brandon Shore told me the amount of money on these contracts we had to spend. And you're telling me less than a year later, after I signed off on get rid of Jalen Ramsey because he's a pain in the ass. He's a chemistry killer. He's toxic.
Texter 954 says, I'll keep it 100. If we lose to the Jets and two is a two interception game. It looks like crap. We need this should be his last game as a QB for us ever again. It's time to remove him. Mike and Greer. Tua went from sucking against good teams and beating great teams to now struggling against everyone.
I'm telling you right now, if he does throw two interceptions in this game, he will be the starter going on Sunday to Carolina. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
And hopefully they win the game so we don't have this conversation. Yeah, this sure. What if. You don't think they'll win?
I'm asking.
True. Do you think they'll win?
I mean,
do you think 60, they'll win?
40? I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, you want to sit there with, well, you will, but.
What?
You just sit there with like conviction that they're going to win this game?
No. I think they have
a good chance to win. Because the follow-up would be why?
Because the other team they're playing has got their own demons too.
Okay.
Coming down here, yes.
Gotcha. And you think they're going to parlay the game against the Bills? They played better in that game. And you think they got some sort of momentum going? So that's what you're kind of basing this on?
Yes. That would be the two things, yes.
Okay. That's fair.
I mean, I'm not.
That's fair.
But again, do I think they're going to win by 30 this week? No. Do I think all of a sudden.
I won by 30.
So anyway, hey, listen, I mean, we don't know who's going to start a quarterback for him yet. I mean, they really trying to figure out Justin Fields. I hope Justin Fields plays.
Why is that?
I don't think he throws
Want their best? Well, he's better than the other guy, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know about throwing it. I don't know. The other guy's been around for 100 years, though. Jesus, he was around when Matt Moore was playing. Years ago, what's that? Hey, man, we got to go to break here. We are running super, super late here. We've got a lot of stuff coming up here to get to this morning. I want to take a second. Hey, you know what? I'm so late. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday night for those guys doing the game. No question about it. A lot of bad numbers for both teams. You look at all the key numbers of that you keep track of, total offense, points given up, points scored, third down, everything. A lot of bad numbers. By the way, one thing Dolphins were great at in the last game against the Bills, third down. They kept drives going, man. They were getting third and long and complete a pass, you know, and just kept it going. Tua got outside the pocket a couple of times and made some throws, kept some of those drives going in the first half. They were really, really good in that game. But, yeah, a lot of bad numbers overall. Total defense, total offense, all the things there, points per game and all the other things that pop up. Hey, by the way, before I get into anything else, so baseball's been on a roll as far as some of the things they put in. Have been good moves, I think. And I know we rip sports and when they make too many changes and we don't like them. And baseball's, the game's faster. If you watch baseball still, you'll notice time clock, pitchers have adjusted. It's been good. I like what they're doing in the 10th inning, putting a runner on second. I love it. I don't want to play when pitching's real good. I don't want to see 16, 17 inning games. Don't want to see them. We'll never see him anyway with my hours. But this balls and strikes thing, that's going to start next year where you can challenge two calls. I'm guessing there'll be two strike calls, right? Usually, right, Woody? It'll be, hey, that was a strike. Let's go ahead and challenge it because that would be a third strike and his ass is out. So So they're going to that. The challenge system, they said their accuracy on it and with what they have at the games, they'll be able to pinpoint it. And the other thing is, I always wonder when I see that square. So the square's been up, right, for the pitching. When you watch a game, the square's always up. You can see it. And then your announcers go, oh, that was a ball. But, you know, a lot of times the breaking pitches and when it breaks and guys – have fastballs that move a lot of movement. So now I guess if it's the backside, if it's just touching, the baseball's just touching the line. I don't like over-challenging things. I don't like what they've done, putting the technology in the football for the first down marker. I don't like it. I know Woody he's glad to do it. And I haven't even noticed since the preseason where it was a disaster. So I guess it's okay, or we haven't done it very much in the game.
They've done it a few times. Like there's a few things that have been good with technology. I think that replay assist thing is great, right? When they can just quickly get the call right and they don't have to have the guy run over and look through the little viewfinder and all that.
I do like that.
The other thing with baseball, though, man, the thing that they did, which is the best thing they've ever done, is they actually sped up the game.
Yes.
So please, like anything that slows baseball down makes it worse.
No, I am. And they have done a good job. I think everybody's
They've
noticed,
done a
man.
Great job of speeding up the game. Fantastic.
And they stay
job.
On time. They police it, man. They'll call a ball on your ass if you're not ready to go. And you can only throw to first, you know, a couple times. So they are doing little things like that. They've been great moves. Whoever signed off on that, it's great moves. I'm not big on challenging the strike zone, though. Every guy's, since I can remember, some guys call low pitches, some guys call high pitches, some guys have a little wider strike zone on both ends.
Well, it takes away the charm of the game, right? Like, that's just part of baseball.
Yeah, but nobody's ever going to call a perfect game. From you watching on TV and go, oh, he missed that badly. Not having a great night tonight. I'm like, hey, man. There's a lot of movement. There's some guys that got some nasty, nasty stuff. It would be impossible to grade out 100% behind the home plate. Would you agree with that? Where a guy goes, got it all right tonight. Charlie, you nailed every one of them. Thanks, man. Thanks. I'm glad to see that. You're going to miss them. You're going to have some. They're a little bit out of the strike zone. I don't know, man. I don't know. Balls and strikes. Some I guess have voted on it, liked it. Some didn't like it. And but it's going to happen. Two per game, and then an extra for extra innings that you have in the 10th inning. So I don't know. I guess technology, man. We're just going to get more and more of this. I'll tell you something else. Basketball does. I think it's terrible. Great for us, but terrible. The last 2 minutes of a game.
I don't think it's great for anyone. I hate that stuff.
Coming out and ripping your officials. Yeah. They miss 7 calls, and they always miss one the last couple minutes. Probably miss more, but
the NBA might be the worst out of any league as far as the reviews, right? Like, we get into these, you know, playoff games, and there's a hard foul, and it's like, all right, we're going to spend the next 20 minutes, you know, looking at this thing to see if this foul was just a little bit too hard.
And by the way, Woody, you can't get the play-by-play and the color analyst to agree on it. Like, oh, this one, I don't know, man. Hey, that's old school. That's nothing. He didn't do it on purpose. And you know, and the elbow goes, you're right.
Those take way, way too long.
So anyway.
Which sport do you think has the worst officiating?
God, that's a great question. It's basketball or football.
I think it's by far the NBA. I just think their stuff, it just makes the games drag on forever.
Woody, I can't even tell you what traveling is anymore. Like, I.
Yeah, well.
I mean, hey, I think that's an impossible job. Because guys are always.
There's contact on every play.
On every play. You go in the basket, a guy gets touched. And then we're whining. The superstars get all the calls. I want to be LeBron. I want to be Michael Jordan.
Guys have also in the NBA have found really creative ways to create contact, right? Remember they had to do that whole thing with the three-point shooting?
How about
with the guy sticking the leg out? And
how about the flopping that goes on now?
Yeah,
too?
Sure.
Just like that. Now we got the flop. Like, all right, a little too much drama there, pal.
Maybe I'm alone on this, but I happen to think NFL refs do a pretty good job.
They got an impossible job.
I think that job's incredibly difficult, but they do generally a pretty good job.
It's not the holding. You could call holding every time.
Mm-hmm.
But the defensive backs lock on to guys. They're always grabbing.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of that illegal contact stuff, right? Yeah. That's the new one I've seen a lot of.
But you slow it down, and a wide receiver's complaining. They slow it down, and you go, "Oh, he did grab his jersey." Coming out of the break, he grabbed the defensive back, grabbed his jersey. So it just like, well, did it slow him down? Did he do it a little bit? Did he grab it and let go? Because they don't call it every time. I don't know. Sometimes the guy's going, "Oh, he's face masking the guy. He never looked back for the ball." Sometimes they call it. Sometimes they don't. I guess it goes, I have a friend I talk to who's an official, and and they get graded out every game. They find out, if the grades aren't good, you don't go to the playoffs for those guys either. Like, your grades weren't good. You got some bad marks. And then those misses late in games, those ones that really stand out, going down the middle and a guy gets mugged and thrown down and nobody calls it. Yeah, those come back to haunt those guys. Boy, I don't know, Wood. Now I start thinking about it. Those they're both.
I just the NBA games have become very difficult to watch at times because of the officiating. They just lean so heavily on it, man.
So do you see a little bit of this in sports? They let them play a little bit at the end of the game and stuff they might call earlier in a game they don't call late because they don't want to be the story. We see that.
I know, but in the NBA, they make a lot of those calls, though. It's tough, man. I'm not saying it's not tough, but I just think the NFL guys seem to do a pretty good job for the most part.
I think all those guys are best at what they do. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Now, college is a little bit of a different story. Like but college those guys, football, like the guys who blew that call at, you know, the Miami game, the Marty Brown run, like I don't know how that happens.
That's a bad miss. But Woody, once those whistles started and they realized they blew it, what are they going to do? Go, well, you blew the whistle. That's dead.
I know.
When five whistles all blow at the same time, it's like, okay.
But that's why they say, let them play it. Like, let them finish the play. Right.
Right.
Like, That happened in the game the other day. It was Jared Goff threw a pass, and they were like, they let him play it out. Let the guy run it back in the end zone. It was obviously a forward pass, but
anyway,
let him play it out, right?
It's
and we could do with replay assist in college football, by the way. That'd be real nice. Those reviews take forever.
I just think they all do, Woody. They're way too much.
It's annoying. You know, the ref has to run to the other side of the field. He's got to look through the stupid viewfinder.
If you've got too many flags, you got a bad football game. Yes?
Sure.
You look with one team with seven or eight penalties, the other team's got about that. You got, and they're happening in back-to-back plays. And, you know, the backup offensive lineman is just grabbing every friggin' time. The backup guy can't block one of the best pass rushers. And it just becomes a disaster. All right. We got to go to break here, Woody. Yeah, you got me thinking there now on this. I think the umpires are pretty good. They miss occasionally the bang-bang play at first base on a.
Of course they're good.
But they got review right away. The guy goes, all right, let's check this. Guys know right away, by the way. Guy running to first got a pretty good idea, right? He can hear the ball, and I beat it. My foot was down. I beat the throw. Hey, I want to tell you about Dr. Barry and his staff at Recovery Unplugged. For all guys out there, all men out there, man, sooner or later, I'm not saying it happens to everybody, but it happens to a lot of guys. You go through some tough times. You know what? The roller coaster of life sometimes can grab you, and you have trouble getting off it, and you find yourself off the side of the road, whether it's something in your professional life, something in your marriage. It happens, man. It just happens to all of us. And you get in a funk, and sometimes you have trouble getting out of it. Well, we're always talking about game changers on the field, but here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. And for 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team innovative treatments like ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy and could use some help, please call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
Well, before we rile people up here, Joe, I just want to let you know we're going to give away some Beer Fest tickets, Marlins Beer Fest tickets here.
Probably a good idea for a lot of people.
This segment.
You have extra? You have some extra tickets to give away so people can really go there and
we have a four pack.
Throw down a whole bunch of them.
We have a four pack.
Those little bad boys.
And I mean, I assume it's all you can drink, so do your worst over there, whatever.
Get a ride home, though.
It does look like we didn't do this. It looks like you forgot to do this yesterday, so maybe we do have
an extra we didn't set. Do it yesterday.
I don't know how that works.
All day Dan Day was not thinking about that. That's fine.
That's okay.
Got us on the air.
Well, yeah, that's half the battle, right? Again, I just wanted to calm everyone down before we rile them up here. Disney Plus, Joe. Has recently, and again, as we keep the sports stuff, has announced a price hike, including several of their ESPN Select bundles here. I know. Starting October 21st, Disney Plus's plan with ads will increase $2 to $11.99. The ad-free tier will increase $3 to $18.99. Hulu will increase prices that same day. With the Disney-owned streamers.
I got Hulu, tier. So Hulu's with Disney,
That's going to go up another $2.
Oh, shit.
All right.
What else?
The Disney Plus Hulu ESPN Select bundle with ads will rise from $16.99 to $19.99 per month. The Disney Plus Hulu ESPN Select bundle premium with no ads will go from $26.99 to $29.99. And the Disney Plus, I don't even know what the hell all these things are. Disney Plus Premium Hulu ESPN Select Bundle Legacy Plan, whatever the hell that is, will increase from $21.99 to
$24.99. Whew, man, Woody. Woody, I have no idea what I spend on apps. I'm embarrassed to tell you right now. But I got a feeling I'm spending a lot of money on apps. You know what I'm doing today? Today I put my foot down when I go home. Today I put the foot down. Mm-hmm. And I asked for a meeting with my wife. I said, I need you home. We need to talk about some things.
Hey, you're going to come in tomorrow morning and tell me things are not going well.
I'm going to tell you, we need to talk about the amount of apps we have on that TV and how much are we spending a month. Anyway, go ahead.
This is where it sounded tough, though, didn't it? Yeah, this is where I tell you to pick your battles, you know. Like, this is not a good one there.
I'm just kidding.
All right. I know. big weekend for ESPN, though, Joe. Their college football continues to do well. 6.5 million viewers watched the Canes and Gators game. Auburn, Oklahoma got 6.1 million. Clemson, the mess that they are, 3.4 million. So they did very, very well. And Game Day delivered its second most watched regular season episode ever. 4.4 million for the peak.
You know why this is, right? And it has to do
with Miami,
the popularity of that school. When that school plays, they got a big fan base around the country, man. You know that. You see Kane stuff.
Yeah. Well, like numbers can lie when they're coming out of Omar Kelly's mouth, but these are viewership numbers. These don't lie.
How do you take a shot at Omar?
I don't know. I love Omar.
Omar's trying to figure out what he's going to do with this girl he's dating right now. And you're talking.
You told
about
me
that
he got into it yesterday. That's interesting.
Anyway, what else?
All right, Joe. We had a record-selling tennis ball here. Did you see this?
Come on, man! Not a tennis ball.
So apparently, when Alcaraz was playing Sinner in the final here, the Open, the U.S. Open, ball ricocheted off of Sinner's racket into the crowd.
Okay.
Someone catches the ball.
Right.
They get it authenticated on site as like the winning game-winning ball, whatever.
Okay. Well, it can't be game-winning. They play with like a whole bunch and they change them out. But
The winning ball. It was like the winning point.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Like, I got you.
If it was like a walk-off home run. Come on, Joe.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Anyway, it was the final ball, the winning point ball. And it sold, Joe, for $88,900.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why? Why would somebody buy that?
I would think you'd be all like on board with this, no?
Yeah, no. That doesn't do anything. Love tennis, but that.
You had a tennis ball guy?
No. Right. I like them to bounce as long as they can on that clay. That's it. That's it. And by the way, when they get a little flat, it's okay too for the drop shot.
You still really enjoy ripping open the top? Popping over the top.
Yes.
Smells good, right?
Yeah. I do.
It's one of the best smells in the world.
It is.
How come they don't like do that like as an air freshener?
I don't know.
Fresh tennis ball. Fresh balls. That'd be a great air
fresh
freshener.
Fresh balls.
Right?
Call them fresh balls.
Yeah, fresh balls.
Try some of this new fresh balls. I love your fresh
balls. I think
balls.
We may be on to something.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Steal your idea
that's
here.
Good.
All right. Dude.
All right. Hey, listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider. On 3 Sports will join us. We'll talk to him. A lot of college football stuff to get to, including those Miami Hurricanes, man, who get a bye week, and then it's time to play Florida State. Florida State, meanwhile, they got a game Friday night against Virginia. We'll talk to Brett about all that stuff coming up in just a moment. But first, hurricane season, we're not done, folks. Be careful now. Hey, don't say, hey, we got through it. Not yet. Protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors and Roofing. Look, I understand what you're doing. You're trying to wait another year. You want to wait until, you know, cools down and think prices will go down and all that stuff. Look, at you got an old leaky roof. Replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Covering all of South Florida for you, all of South Florida. Don't wait for the next storm. The one thing you're going to, Chev always says this, there's one thing you can do, protect your home, man. You can't control hurricanes. You can't control crazy weather. You can protect your home, though, with the best products. Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing are ready for you. So just go to LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They've got a professional staff waiting to take your call, can answer all your questions, and get you started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.